It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 746. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Please leave me a voicemail message on Skype, all one word, Mike Tech Show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. How's everybody doing this fine Thursday night? Hope everybody's well. Tonight's show, very simple, smart home guide for beginners. And I'm going to talk about what I am doing here at my second house to try to do some automation. I'm going to tell you about the products I've already implemented and what I've started doing and what I intend to do going forward. And then we have some guides and we have some great links. But before we get started, since I am in Florida and we have a storm impending here and I'm supposed to take off from Tampa Sunday morning to come back to Pennsylvania, and that is going to be almost exactly the same time the tropical storm slash hurricane is going to be hitting the area. So I hope my flight takes off. Now, there is an app that I'm going to have a link to, and this was given to me by Marvin B today, and it is great for tracking the storms and the hurricane, whatever's in your area. And the app is My Hurricane Tracker and Alerts. And right now, there are 60-mile-an-hour winds for Isis. I know I'm mispronouncing it, and I practiced that earlier. Now I forgot. So it's a tropical storm, but I think it's going to turn hurricane, and it's 60 miles an hour, the winds right now. It's traveling at 70 miles an hour, and it's 965 miles southeast away from where I'm at. Right now, it's looks like the models are going east, and you know that's bad for everybody on the east coast of Florida, but I'm on the west coast side, and I'm just hope it stays away from me, and just hopefully it like it's supposed to. It's curving out to sea, so hopefully it'll just be a little bit of extra wind and rain along the east coast. That's what we're hoping. So let's see. Now what let's begin with a link I have for starting out the show tonight. And this is, I started looking, how can we get started? And it's really the Smart Home Guide for Beginners. Make your home more convenient to live in without spending lots of time and money. But the one thing they start out with smart lighting, and that's not how I'm starting out. When I first started setting up the house, I needed a doorbell because there was a physical doorbell outside, but it wasn't connected to anything inside the house because they eliminated when they were doing the flip and they were redoing the internal inside the house. So what is happening when anybody was delivering anything or coming to the door, since that was happening so frequently, I needed to get a device quickly out front that was also going to alert me that someone's in the house, that someone's at the front door. So I began with the Ring Video Doorbell Pro High Def. And I got this at a price that is cheaper now than the Link. As a matter of fact, a couple of items I'm talking about tonight, I noticed what I paid for a few weeks ago, the price is actually starting to creep up. I love my Ring doorbell. I also am committed to Alexa and Amazon. As a matter of fact, because I was going to say the name Alexa so many times, I had to mute my Echo Show that's in my office here right on my desk. So this way I can freely talk, using her name. So the first thing, setting it up was easy. Installing it, I had someone who has been doing some professional installs and setups in the house. He's a professional electrician, handyman, great guy. I've already mentioned him in previous shows. He easily set up the Ring doorbell, but I had to buy something else, or at least I thought I did. I also got a Ring charm. One of the issues, if you don't have a doorbell to ring when someone hits it, if you don't have your app on, you need to be notified. So my wife doesn't have the app, and I really got to get her set up on it. So in the hallway, like right between it's near the living room and the kitchen, it was a perfect spot to plug in the Ring charm. And once I marry that device within the Ring app and marry it to the Ring doorbell, it works in conjunction, so it will ring in the house. But one of the things I did not know is that with Alexa and setting it up and adding the device in the Alexa app, when someone's at the door, all of the Alexa devices, all my Amazon devices, announce that someone's at the front door. Knowing that that's happening, I really didn't need the Ring charm. But there was an added bonus for the Ring charm. At night, there's a great night light that is perfect for where I have it located. So I do like the charm. Now, real quick, some setups on the video doorbell. In the beginning, if you don't customize the zone in the area that you want to look at, every time a car would go by, anybody walking their dog, it would go off. So you have to limit. So the first thing I customized was I wanted to be people. So then that wasn't good enough. So a neighbor who was going back into his house and out and doing some work, it would keep going off because that was a human being. And it was in the line of sight of the camera. So now I set it up where I mark the zone. So a human being has to be at the door. And therefore, when it goes off, there's someone really at the front door. Like today, there was still another piece of furniture being delivered. That was perfect. I mean, I already knew they were coming. And with the truck pulling up, you could hear it. But when they were at the door, my Ring went off. So I love the app, and I like that if I just want to take a look outside, I can just go right into the app and take a look. Really endorse the Ring video doorbell. Now, I joined the neighborhood, meaning I get different notifications of things happening because I want to be part of, if there's a crime or something happening in the area, I want to be part of that neighborhood. So the app and the alerts, I'm not overwhelmed with the alerts. So it's not like constant. And there are, maybe there's a something happening, half a mile away or in the area. I want to know about it. So I joined that. Now, I had an interesting discussion with Marvin B. on Saturday when we recorded the shows. He's not a fan of some of the Ring things because looking at it from security, and we really got to do a show about this, he recommends the Blink cameras. Now, I have not went all in on getting the security cameras, especially inside the house. My wife doesn't want the cameras in the house, but I'm thinking of adding one at the other end of the carport facing the house. So there's a good chance I'm probably going to add one more camera pointing at the house from a different angle and give me a view of the entire right side of the house and all the way down the carport and patio. So that's something I'm actually looking at to set up. Now, getting back to smart lighting, I have some smart lights in Pennsylvania that I have not even set up yet. There, that is something I'm looking at here, and I'm just not sure. We're only, 1,395 square feet here. So having the smart lights, I guess I could, you know, maybe in the entrance where when it recognizes you and then you come in and the light automatically comes on, that would be kind of cool. So something this article goes into is smart speakers, and they're mentioning the Amazon Echo series, which I like, and then there's also the Google Home series. Now, I have an Echo Show here. I have an Echo in the bedroom, and then in the kitchen, I have an Echo Dot. At home, I have an Echo Show right by my office desk, and then we have Dots a couple places in the house, and then I have a Echo in the master bedroom. Something I realized now that I have a second house, having all of these devices, I gotta rename them all, and I gotta have where I'm at. So the city and then the room, and down here, like the city and then office, the city and then kitchen. So I gotta start dividing everything, and I have so many fire sticks through on all the TVs. I have to name them and get them set up. So when my son is an expert at that, Michael Jr., and once he's on vacation next week, and that's one of the big reasons I got to be back in Pennsylvania. So when he does that, what I'm going to do is when he's away, when he gets back, I'm going to make sure that we rename everything and set them all up. And then when he comes down here with me, I want to, you know, change the names of everything down here. All right. Smart thermostat. That is something I absolutely want to control remotely through the Alexa app and being able to say, Alexa, set thermostat at 72 or set it at 68. So we're going to make it like 80 or more when we're not here. So this way the air conditioner will still run. But when I'm landing on an air, you know, at the airport, I may change the temperature, or maybe even before I take off, lower the temperature in the house. So this way, when I get to the house, it's nice and cool. So I think a smart thermostat is very important. I'm going to have a link to the Emerson Sensi Touch Wi-Fi smart thermostat. That's what I'm going to be implementing. And that works with Ring, with Alexa, which is awesome. So I can't wait to do that. Home security cameras, we talked a little bit about that. You kind of have to look at the cameras. You have to pick an ecosystem and then stay in it. Are you Google? Are you Amazon? Are you just Ring? You know, and Amazon bought Ring, so now that's why there's a synergy between all of that. And since I was always all in with the Amazon, the Ring just made sense. So that's why I don't want to go off onto different apps and have to worry about multiple apps. I just, you know, you want to keep it as simple as possible and integrate everything as much as you can. Something that's mentioned here that I'm not going to get into yet, the smart smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You know, if you want to go 100% all in, that's great. Now, since my appliances, someone mentioned in the chat, water detectors. Now, that I may do. Some sensors smartly placed around the house, because that's something I am going to worry about from down here. And I got to worry about that in Pennsylvania, too. As a matter of fact, I have a plumber coming out next Tuesday already because there's an issue. Since I inherited the appliances for this house because it was a brand new kitchen, and a lot of you know my tale and story of the dishwasher. Well, the dishwasher turned out that it was a serious electrical problem, and it was an electrician who solved that for me literally yesterday. So he found it was so burned out. I am so lucky that the house didn't burn down. And shame on anybody. First, the people who installed it here. Secondly, when the Frigidaire techs came out, they never checked anything, and they really should have checked that first because it was a burning smell. So it was really the fault of the installer, the electrician or supposed electrician that wired the kitchen. So now I have to have an electrician redo and relook at everything. I already know the microwave has to be rewired. We found wiring issues in here, along with, and I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole and talk more about it, but when I first started doing the shows from here, I had plumbing issues that had to be addressed there. This was a flip that was supposed to be brand new. I'm not supposed to have plumbing and electrical problems like this because it's brand new. Well, if it's done poorly, there's nothing, you know, yeah, there's nothing you can do. There is a cool app called IFTTT, and the acronym is If This, Then That. An example, I can have when I come in the house, if I enter the house, then turn on a light. You can string multiple things together by using IFTTT. So just something that you can really start to get advanced where if this, then that. And you can think of the amazing things that you can do with that in lumping your smart devices together, where if something happens here, then do this. If the water sensor senses water, then do this. And you can have all sorts of, you know, if a smoke detector, you can just use your imagination and just keep going. That is very, very cool. So some other links that I'm going to have in here, besides the Smart Home for Beginners, the Ring Video Doorbell, the Ring Chime Pro, the Echo Devices. I'm going to have an Amazon link here in the show notes that has all of the Echo Devices. Now, look for refurbished. My Echo shows, I love the first generation Echo show, and that's what I have. And I saved a ton of money, and they come with a warranty. So I bought for my grandkids the Echo Show 5, but it's a little smaller and it's nice. But I'll tell you, for less than that, I have a nicer Echo Show first generation, which I really like. One of the things I like to be able to do is I can say, Alexa, show me the front door, and that'll come right up on the Echo Show. So you can get some nice Echo devices. And I wanted a link where, of course, Carrie and I are getting a commission when you add these to your cart. So if you're going to buy any of these devices, please, you know, use the links from the show notes tonight. Another set of links is all of the Ring devices. So if you're going to get the video doorbell, the Ring alarm contact sensor, they have a two-pack. It's only $39. The Ring Chime. They have different various doorbells at different prices based on your budget and what you want to do. Like the Ring Floodlight Camera Motion Activated HD Security Cam Two-Way Talk. That's the one in the commercial where you have the two people, you know, the two guys robbing the house or thinking about robbing the house, and they come up, and then the owner of the house you know, talks to them, and you have the floodlights and the alarm. I don't know how far I'm going to go with that. So I'm not dipping my toes into that yet so much as I am getting some things automated. I want to get back to the appliances. If you're going to go all in, get smart appliances. I would have loved to have a smart refrigerator, a smart oven. You can go crazy on having the Internet of Things activated on your appliances and then integrated into your apps and into the smart home. So money no object, then that's what you would want to do. But since we inherited a lot of this, and I just wanted to get started and work with needs, and I'm so glad that Soundrisk in the chat mentioned water detectors, because I didn't have it in my show notes, and that's something that I'm absolutely, that is very important to me. And from a sensor standpoint, you care about water and water damage. To me, that is more important than some of the other things. That is going to be high on the list, like the thermostat. Matter of fact, that should actually go above the thermostat. So another link is going to be the Emerson Sensi Touch Wi-Fi Smart Thermostat that I'm going to be getting. And I just noticed the price dropped right now. So that's $140. That was actually higher the last time I looked at that. So I'm glad to see that. Now I want to move into a little bit of different area. Something I bought, and I have a link in the show notes to the robot vacuum cleaner. Now this does not pair with anything. I found it on sale on Amazon a few weeks ago for only $108. It's now $159.99. Now, I knew that this particular product was more expensive than what it, you know, than the sale that was happening, and I took advantage of it. The iLife version 3S Pro robot vacuum cleaner. This is the low end of the robot vacuum cleaners. It is not an iRobot, a Roomba. And there's big differences. So I wanted to dip my toes into the robot vacuum. It's so easy to set up and hook up, but there's a lot less intelligence. There's a remote control, but it really doesn't map out the rooms. It just kind of runs in a random pattern, and you have to be careful of something where I think the more advanced robots, you can program them away from danger areas, like where there's cables. And that's something that this robot vacuum cleaner needs a little supervision. Or you have to get the cables up if there's a cable somewheres and make sure it's off the floor or it's going to get wrapped up in them. Now, one of the things I did, since the whole house is the same like vinyl laminate flooring throughout the entire house. And it's perfect because there's no carpets. There's nothing to impede this robot. And it does a phenomenal job. But I had to stand guard in my office here because when it entered the room, of course, the first thing it wants to do is go under the desk. And I'm like, no, you're not going under there. There's cables. There's my computer. I don't want him messing with that. So I kept him away from that, and then he went into the bathroom, and there is a rug in the bathroom, and it did that. It went over the rug, and it cleaned that, and then it came back, and then finished up the room here, and then on its way, went out, did the kitchen, did the front area, did the dining room. It was amazing. For the time, for the charger, for the couple hours that ran, did a very good job. I deliberately left some little dirt and piles around the floor to see if it would pick it up, and it did an excellent job. So for the low-end vacuum cleaner robot, the iLife is nice. But again, it doesn't tie into everything, and if you want that complete smart home, you can spend $900 on a great iRobot Roomba that will map out your house, and you can then schedule it. You could schedule this thing to work, but it'll map everything. They even have, it'll come back and it'll open up and it'll empty itself and clean itself. Now, this guy requires manual cleaning. They give you a brush. It's very easy to pop the lid. There's some different filters you can clean, and they even give you some extra ones to replace. So you definitely want to look at the documentation. There's a small video that really, it's very easy. Right from Amazon, you can actually watch the video on how to clean it and how to use it. I had it up and running in a matter of minutes, and it was great for, you know, hardwood floor. Perfect, perfect. It was flat. It could do everything. But if you want real intelligence, go up the chain, and now you're looking at the Rumba units that can map out your whole house. So let's see if I've covered everything. I'm going to go back to the link for you. Something I didn't cover here, multi-room audio systems. Now you're getting advanced, and I guess you could. You can do some Sonos. I'll tell you, a lot of people that I know that have Sonuses were excited in the beginning, but then they lost their excitement. They're not real happy with that. So you have lots of better. I think Denon has a really good, a receiver controller that I want hardwired speakers throughout the house. If you really are an audiophile, I don't think you can pull it off wireless. You need wired speakers and have different zones and have them going through your house. I have a few high-end clients, and I've talked about it, where we have the Denon, or I forget the other brand that they operate under, and we have them going to all of the different rooms where we had someone, you know, professionally run the wiring, and they have speakers in each of the rooms, and it works so much better. It really does. Think about the sound quality that you want and what you're willing to spend, and nothing replaces a wire. You're never going to get the true sound quality over wireless. Now, I will probably be debated on that, but that's me. It's like Wi-Fi over Ethernet wired. Come on. There's nothing like being wired for gigabit. You know, you will never, as good as the Wi-Fi is, and even if you're right on top of it, there's so many things that can interfere with that. So yes, you can get it to be real good, but it's not going to be as good as a wire. So that's my opinion when it comes to audio systems and multi-room systems. So that is it. And remember, all these things, if you buy them from Amazon, use our link that Carrie Holzman and I share, an Amazon link that you can go to at miketechshow.com or go to tech-vets.com. It supports Carrie and myself. Click on the link, add the items to your cart. When you check out and buy them, a small percentage comes back to us, and it really, really helps. It is tremendous, and we greatly appreciate your continued use of our Amazon link. Also, Instant House Call today literally had a Zoom conference call where I had to share my screen with an engineer from Needles as we were remoted into a server and a workstation for my client as we are beginning the process to migrate the attorney's files. And there are so many, and we are going to a secured SharePoint cloud-based that's now going to be in the cloud-based version of their case management software. And this is just setting up stories that I'm going to talk about down the road for setting up sites and SharePoint, and how do you best communicate with that? How do you seed all the files? I have a couple clients that are going to be moving to that in using Microsoft Office 365 standard. You have to have standard in order to have SharePoint access. It's very important. learned that the hard way for this one client that didn't have standard, and we had to do an upgrade, and it wasn't hard to do the upgrade, and it ends up costing them an extra $5 per month per user in order to go to standard, but we have to in order for everything to work properly in the cloud. But I was able to use Instant House Call while I was sharing my screen with Zoom, connecting to multiple systems at the same time with the tech being able to see what's going on. And we made the modifications and changes in the admin portal console for Microsoft 360, Office 365. So very important to have that. That's why Instant House Call, check it out for all your remote access needs and for supporting your customers. Fabs Auto Backup for Tech, great utility for transferring all the files and all the settings from one system to another. That's it. I hope everybody got something out of tonight's show. I hope you liked it. Join me next week, same time, same channel. Everybody have a great week. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.